what exactly is hell? Is that something where God decides he's going to get out a whip and lash us because we didn't do what he wanted us to do? And the answer really to that is no. What hell actually is to be shut out from the glorious presence of God. When we look out this window, you cannot help but seeing the glory of God out there. And that's what it says in Romans 1, that his creation displays his majesty and his glory and his love. And we see the sun that shines and the blue skies and the birds up there in the air and the cool of the evening and the moon and the stars, and it's beautiful. I mean, that's part of the nature of God, is that he did it out of the love that he lavished upon us. And so no matter what situation you're in life, whether you're walking in total rebellion to God or in total fellowship with God, in both cases, you're still sharing the glories of the heavenlies. You're sharing the goodness of God and fellowshipping with his creation. And yet there's going to be a day when the elements melt with a fervent heat and the heavens and the earth are destroyed. And that day is going to all of a sudden draw a line between this sharing of light and dark that we're enjoying right now. There's also, it's very obvious that there's darkness out there and that there's sin and corruption, and the ways of Satan are rampant. No question about that. And so light and dark are mingled on this earth, and we're given an opportunity to see enough light to pursue that and to move ahead into that. And yet there's going to be a time when that line is drawn firmly, and all of those that walk in rebellion to God are going to be shut out from the presence of God. There will be no more God in anything. And the way you can imagine that in your mind is if tomorrow morning the sun didn't come back out again, and the next day the sun didn't come back out again. Just a small thing, just a small part of God's creation. And it didn't come out, and it didn't come out. And the winds start to howl, and the trees and the animals start to die, and then the carnage of creation dying all around us, and then the snows come, and life is just suffocated, and it becomes a miserable, ugly place, and all life is destroyed. Now, that's what would happen if God took away just that little bit of his goodness. Now, if you can imagine God instantly taking away everything that's good and whole and beautiful, all the love, all the kindness, all the beauty, taking away all of those things, just sucking all of that out and leaving nothing but blackness and ugliness and hatred and disgust, all the things that the Father of Lies has brought down to this earth as he goes to and fro and fellowships with his children on this earth, and that's exactly what's going to be left. There'll be nothing of God left in hell. That's what hell is. It's not some judgment that God casts down on people that don't do things his way. It's just simply those that have chosen to fellowship with him on this earth will walk in full fellowship as they see him face to face. And those that have chosen to fellowship with their own sinful nature and with the Father of Lies and have decided to live their lives for themselves and do what pleased them, to sit themselves on the throne, to make their own decisions, to do it their way. I had it my way, Frank Sinatra says. People that choose to do things that way, God will just withdraw what fellowship he has shared with them. That's all it is. And what's left is pretty ugly. And that's hell. He's going to share his fellowship with those that have fellowshipped with him here and withdraw it completely and absolutely from those that have chosen not to fellowship with him here. That's what hell is all about. Now, in practical terms, Jesus talked more about hell than any of the epistle writers, any of the prophets of the Old Testament. It must have been very much on his mind. And if you can imagine him coming down from the throne of God to step foot on earth, and knowing full well what hell is all about, what this place is that's prepared for the devil and his angels, I mean, who would know better than Jesus what that was all about? And that's why it seemed to consume his teaching. On and on and on and on and on, he taught about hell and about the torment of hell. You know, on into the revelation, this teaching that John received from Jesus in that case. Again, the smoke of their torment rises day and night. Back in Jesus' teaching, the worm shall not die. And on, the smoke heap of rubbish goes on day and night. And there's weeping and gnashing of teeth. And it's a painful thing, and it lasts eternally. It lasts just as long as heaven does, according to the Bible. However long heaven lasts, however long God lasts, that's how long the smoke of torment and our shouts of fear and torment will raise up from the deep. That's worth knowing about, would you agree? I mean, I would want to know about that. If I was walking through a field and a fence was electrified, I'd like somebody to please tell me about that before I started to climb over it. Pretending that there's no such thing will not change the reality of it. I want to understand everything I can about the unseen world that I'm going to spend a billion years in. It's only reasonable. It's only logical. This isn't some kind of theoretical bunch of stuff, you know, out there with Socrates and Plato. This is real, and it's important for us to know about it. So Jesus, of all people, taught more than anybody about all of these things, and he warns us very much and very frequently about hell. You know, I've heard people say, maybe you guys have too, well, that's where all my friends are going to be anyway, so I might as well go there and live it up with them. Anybody ever heard that? Wrong. You're going to be very busy gnashing your teeth. Ever tried to hold a conversation with anybody while you're gnashing your teeth? It says it's a place of absolute darkness. You're not going to see anybody. You're going to be totally alone in absolute torment for a billion years. Nobody to talk to. There's nothing there to enjoy yourself, to party hardy down in hell. It's just not going to happen. You're going to be alone. The depths of that torment are far worse than we could ever comprehend. And so Jesus said, pay attention, friends. I love you. I've come down from heaven to your earth to share with you the unseen world. And this is very much a part of it. So get serious, is what he's saying. Focus. Understand what's happening.